Jean Cook makes it clear she's a dog person as she cuddles with a canine.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you.
Even though this dog barks, blinks its eyes, and wags its tail, it's not real. It's a robot and one of the newest residents at the Knolls of Oxford, a continuing care retirement community. For Cook, it's close enough to the real thing.
Oh, it's just the sweetest little pumpkin, and I can just love it to pieces.
She grew up on a Butler County farm where dogs were constant companions. Cook is not interested in the two robotic cats. But Myrna Strohmeyer is.
That's okay. Talk to me, man. Yeah, it's okay. We're here together, honey. You'll be okay.
I know. Yeah, I feel his motor's running.
Yeah, it's okay, baby. It's okay.
Strohmeyer also grew up on a farm. In Brookville, Indiana, she says there were always cats in the barn. She continues to pet the cat. As Miami University Assistant Professor Katie Abbott explains, the robots are part of a program to meet the needs of elderly residents.
Having this kind of an option is a way of honoring a preference. And so our program at Preference-Based Living, we really try and say, let's think of creative ways to honor all the different preferences that people might have, because that leads to better quality of life for our residents.
Abbott's students interviewed Strohmeyer, Cook, and others at the Knolls of Oxford to find out what they're interested in and created laminated cards that are attached to wheelchairs and walkers. The cards list the residents' interests. For these women, that includes pets.
One of the problems that we see is that social isolation or loneliness is actually a bigger predictor of mortality than if you're overweight or smoking.
The goal is to become interactive and engaged. The pet robots are one example to fit a need, says activities director Suzanne House.
You know, we do have pet visits. I bring my dog in on occasion, and some other family members will bring theirs. But when we don't have the dogs here, this is a great substitute. And as you can see, it's, you know, the love, the affection that's, you know, coming out. I think it's great.
Technology is nothing new to the Knolls of Oxford. Executive Director Ross Farnsworth says it's everywhere.
Tablets that are used in activities, whether it's an iPad or a Samsung tablet or their Android, they can use that for different things, Facebook or Skype, to talk to family, different kind of things like that. We actually have on our rehabilitation hallway, we have what we call smart rooms. So we have like Google Home. And there's tablets in that room as well. And they're also hooked up to the Wemo light switches where we can turn on and off the lights in the room.
I go back to talking with Strohmeyer, and the robotic cat gets jealous. It starts meowing and trying to get her attention.
Yeah, she's talking to us, honey. Oh, yeah, you're okay. Now you better shut up, yeah.
The cat doesn't want to share me with you. You're just going to have to hold
it's
on.
It's okay, honey.
The cat and dog do hold on for one last comment from Cook.
Nothing better than a good dog or cat. They're a permanent friend as long as you treat them good.
The company that makes the animals also has a robotic seal. It may make its debut at the Knolls of Oxford sometime down the road. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.